But this is echt when the time for us mefabin tzivus Hashem in the minyan from we want Mashiach now. This is the reason why the primary objective and the connection between tzivus Hashem with the outcry of we want Mashiach now. There are some that ask that if you want to be involved in getting children to be in the army of Hashem, why push the issue so much about the outcry of we want Mashiach now? They can do many other things. There are many other aspects of what you can demand of a child and train a child and so on. But yet, we see that the slogan, the theme, and the battle cry of Tzivas Hashem, the purpose of Tzivas Hashem, is to bring Mashiach and to demand the coming of Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. The Rebbe explains here the connection. The Baal Zetavkid Avedus Hayim from the kinder from Tzivas Hashem, being that the mission and the order of the day for the children of the army of Hashem, who are called Mashiachoy, they are called my Mashiach. Their objective and their mission and order of the day is to bring in Mashiach and to bring Mashiach. It has to be brought out from them, from within them, the deep will, this very strong yearning, and this wanting from the neshama, as mevilshin hab Mashiach, and that they want to have Mashiach. Und der ratzon pnimi v'nafshi, and this deep felt will and yearning for Mashiach, dafareiskim in begolin, has to become out in such a revealed and open way, as they as a svetler at seinchem. Eich der ratzon from guf and nefesh bahamis. That not only should this be an outcry from the neshama, but it should become also the will and the yearning of the physical body and the nefesh bahamis, the animal soul which is in a person. Bees, until it reaches b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha, that it should be wanted by both inclinations, by the good and bad inclination of the person. The Gemara says, why does it say v'haftas Hashem alkecha b'chol levavcha? Levavcha is spelled with two bays. It can be spelled b'chol lipcha. Why does it say two bases, twice the letter bays? The Gemara says, because it is necessary to love Hashem b'shnei yitzrech, with both of your inclinations. Not only did the nefesh alikis, not only that the godly soul should want to have a love to Hashem, but also the nefesh abahamis, also the animal soul, the evil inclination, should also come along in that love for Hashem. And the same here, the Rebbe says, that this is not only something that the neshama should want, but also the nefesh abahamis, also the evil inclination, should want Mashiach. Was thus, der gile heratzen bin in Mashiach, tut man eif durch dem was mir sagt, and how do you reveal this inner yearning for Mashiach? This is accomplished by saying that we want to have Mashiach achshav, we want to have Mashiach now. Why is it specifically said in English? Aber wie bald ist es einen der jüdische Kinder, was verstehen noch nicht kein Lashon Kedish? Being that there are Jewish children that do not yet understand Hebrew, Zogt singt man, they say, or they sing, Nitef Lashon HaKedesh, they say this announcement, this theme, not in Hebrew, nor if a targum is fasa medina, but translated into the language of this country. As a fila de kinder vas verstehen ye Lashon HaKedesh, that also those children that understand Hebrew, is a bivibalda sidafin das eresu from the pen lef andere kinder, being that they have to influence also other children, was verstehen das nicht, who don't necessarily understand Hebrew, bizeif asep zura, that they also have to influence a wayward sheep, a sheep which has strayed and been lost. So in order to influence also those that are not able to understand Lashon Kodesh, Hebrew, the Rebbe Zogin Zingin Zay das Eich Besrasa Medina, that's why they say and they sing this also in the language of this country, we want Mashiach now, in English. This is not only just said verbally, nor mizinktas mit anigin shel simcha, but it is sung with a tune of joy. This permeates a person much more, and it brings out the yearning and the wanting of Mashiach in a much more revealed form. So the Rebbe draws this comparison between the children during Matan Torah, who were the ones that guaranteed the fulfillment of learning Torah and living by the requirements of the Torah, to the children of Tzivos Hashem now, whose mission and order of the day it is to bring Mashiach. And the Rebbe says that this should be connected in a tangible, physical way. It is also appropriate that this should be brought down in a tangible way in saying l'chaim on a cup of wine, which brings joy to Hashem and to man, because a cup of wine, a keshul yayin, is farbunden mit Mashiach. The Gemara says that Hashem is going to give keshul bracha, the cup of wine, to say the blessing, the grace after meals. He is going to honor Mashiach with this, which we see that this is all something which comes down in very tangible physical terms. As we stand and focus our attention to the emphasis of Jewish children, Tzibbus Hashem, the army of God, that they are the Arevim, they are the guarantors for Matan Torah and Kabbalah Sotera, for giving them the Torah and receiving the Torah, in order to strengthen and give more energy to their service of Hashem, and especially in the order of the day, from bringing Mashiach Tzidkenu, of bringing Mashiach, and this includes including bringing out their inner yearning, not only theirs, but the inner yearning of every single Jew, as we want Mashiach now, that we actually want Mashiach now. So what should be done is on the Easter Zingen and Nigen Shal Simcha, they should sing a joyous melody. Umatev, it would be most appropriate, it would be best. The Nigen from We Want Mashiach Now, they should sing the song of We Want Mashiach Now. They should sing it with great joy. On Zizonev Zogun L'chaim of Akei Shal Yayin, they should also say L'chaim on a cup of wine. B'dugmas David Malki Mashiach, as we find that the Gemara says that Hashem honors Mashiach, David Malka Mashiach, to say the grace after meals on a case shel yayin, on a large case of yayin, as the Gemara says, the measurement of that case. So through this, everyone according to his measure, everyone according to his capacity, as is the saying of my father-in-law, of the previous Rebbe, as Einit Kumt mit Akatke, that one comes to receive brachas with a katke. A katke in Russian means a large barrel. When Asveter kumt mit akelishik, this was the term used by the previous Rebbe. And someone else comes with a small cup on which you say lechayim. When Yedrin gistman leizayne kelim, and each one gets their measure according to what he can take. Ubeschusam, and in the merit of the children, also their parents and teachers and their guidance counselors should also say l'chaim, and in their merit all those that are gathered here should say l'chaim. And it should be the will of Hashem that this joy which breaks out of all the boundaries, and especially the joy of the breath of children which is not tainted by sin, should even more hasten the end of the Golos, the end of the exile, and right away we will have the redemption of Aruim and Anishmayo, we will fly on the clouds of the heaven, immediately in our time. Their children, their grandson, their daughter-in-law, their son-in-law, Sheyichyu, for the fulfillment of all the Rebbe's brachas in their entirety. May we be zeicha immediately to the hisgalus of Melech HaMashiach. As this will be heard before Shavuos, I would again like to remind that the preparation should be made that on the first day of Shavuos, when we read in Shul the Aseres HaDibros, all children, boys and girls, from the earliest age, and as the Rebbe said in one of the Sichas, where he was asking that this should be done, that even children who are a month old and even earlier should be brought to Shul to hear the Aseres HaDibros. And as we mentioned before, these children are already Ligeini Shel Melech, they are from the army of God, and should be brought to participate in hearing the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments being read in the Torah on Shavuos. Of course, also elders, adults, all Jews should be in Shul, should be influenced to be here, the Aseres HaDibros, and by fulfilling the Rebbe's Hiros, we will be zeicher to the Hizkalas of Melech HaMashiach, taken from Yad Mamash.